Kasari Chapel. In Kasari, two rather special houses are worth a visit. The Kasari Exhibition House of the Hiiumaa Museum and the Kasari Chapel itself. The museum building with a permanent exhibition is situated in the limestone manor house of Kasari Manor, and the chapel is an ancient sanctuary with a long history, located 2 kilometres northeast of the village. There was likely to have been a wooden sanctuary on the same site as early as the 16th century, but nothing of it remains today. The date of 1801 on the wall of the current chapel probably doesn't mark the completion of the stone building, but its first major renovation. The building was completed in the 18th century. Kasari Chapel is the only active stone sanctuary in Estonia which still has a thatched roof. It's also intriguing and uncommon that the pulpit is actually integrated into the altar itself. Like many other churches, Kasari Chapel fell into disrepair during the Soviet era and was restored and reconsecrated when Estonia regained its independence. Nevertheless, Kasari Chapel hasn't undergone extensive renovations, and despite being a popular tourist attraction, there is no electricity. Worshipping services and other events are all held by candlelight. Next to the chapel is the burial chapel of the former Kasari landowner von Stackelberg, which was used during the First Republic of Estonia for funeral services during bad weather. The cemetery of Kasari Chapel is also a special place. Famous people who are buried here include Mari Unda's maternal parents, Deborah Varandi's great-grandmother, the protagonist of Voldemar Panso's book Leper Anna, Anna Sobar, the manor's swineherder, Ardu Vesingi, actor Olev Eskola, schoolteacher Anne Tam, the prototype of Christ in Kula's painting Willem Tam, folklore collector Friedrich Willem Vahe, plant breeder Peter Bollmann, schoolmaster Thomas Peek, and members of the von Stackelberg family.